Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going on this series about Catholicism. What do the Roman Catholics believe? And today we're going to talk about the saints and prayer to the saints and what it means to be a saint in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, Christians have a different view of what a saint is. Biblically speaking, a saint is basically somebody, and I'm giving you the Michael Bohm simplified version here. You can find whole books on this subject, but to oversimplify it as best as I can, it is a person following after Christ, setting themselves apart as holy people. Okay? I mean, that's pretty much it. At the beginning of the book of Romans, Paul says to the Romans, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, right there where he says called to be saints, well, the words to be are actually not there in the manuscripts. It just basically says called saints. And that's us too, guys. We're called saints. Now, so if you're a Christian, you're following after Christ, you're in this process of being sanctified, you're cleaning up your life, you've already given your life and trusted in Christ alone for your salvation, and you're in that process of being sanctified, you are called a saint. I am Saint Michael. Okay, sounds cool, huh? But you guys are all saints. Saint Andrew, I know you're out there. You know, all these saints, all right, we're all saints. That's pretty cool. Now, the Catholic Church has a completely different view of saints. A saint to them, and again, I'm going to give you the overly simplified version. If you want to read about this, you can find volumes of literature on saints. Oh, my goodness. But to oversimplify it, a Catholic becomes a saint when they are canonized by the Catholic Church. And that's a process I'll get into in a second. But it has to happen after you have died, and there's this elaborate process. Now, what is canonization? It's hard for me to even say. To be canonized, well, first, what happens is the Catholic Church has a designated spot where they have a giant bullseye on the ground. And after you have died, they load you into this cannon, and they canonize you, they fire you off, and if you hit the bullseye, then you have become a saint. If you miss the mark, if you're too far, you're too short, well, tough luck, you know, and so, all right, that's not how you become canonized in the Catholic Church, but it should be. No, I'm kidding. All right, all right, let's get serious now. The canonization process is a pretty elaborate one, and I'm not going to get in depth about it, but basically, you're dead. A lot of people think you should be canonized, you should be a saint. So they make a petition to Rome, it gets reviewed, lots of things happen, and in that meantime, some miracles need to happen related to your corpse. So healings or something, some kind of miracles related to your corpse have to happen. And when all of this process is complete, if these miracles have happened and all these things, then you become a saint. And then once you're a saint, well, people oftentimes, and this is strange to us Christians, but they'll pray to dead saints. Now, am I making that up? That's the next question here. Do Catholics actually pray to saints? I think a lot of you already know the answer. You're like, well, yeah, I've seen it happen myself. Or B, people like me who were raised in the Catholic Church would say, well, yeah, I've done it myself. Okay, God forgive me. But, all right, does the Catholic Church teach them to pray to saints? Let's jump right in. Oh, and by the way, before I jump into that, what is a patron saint? People have heard this thing thrown around, a patron saint. Now, basically, patron saints are people who, or saints who are basically chosen protectors of certain areas of people's lives. We're going to get into that. It's a very foreign concept to the average Christian, but they're basically like saints who allegedly have certain special abilities in certain areas of your life. Huh. Okay. So in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, this is paragraph 645, it says, this is a long quote, but the witnesses who have preceded us into the kingdom, especially those whom the Church recognizes as saints, share in the living tradition of prayer by the example of their lives. They contemplate God, praise Him, and constantly care for those whom they have left on earth. Wait, did you catch that? They contemplate God, praise Him, and constantly care. They care for those whom they have left on earth. Their intercession is their most exalted service to God's plan. We can and should ask them to intercede for us and for the whole world. That's in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Here's another one. This one's paragraph 249 to 250. It says, exactly as Christian communion among our fellow pilgrims brings us closer to Christ, so our communion with the saints joins us to Christ. Huh. All right. What do you guys think? Does the Bible say in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the feet of the saints, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in time of need? Wait, is that what it says? Ah, man, I think I got the wrong notes here. Okay, and what about 1 Timothy 2:5? It says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the Queen of Heaven, Mary? No, it doesn't say that. It says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the saints. Wait, no, no. But what does it say? It says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. 1 Timothy 2:5, it says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Friends, that's what the Bible says. And I'm going to stop right there. With that, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and leave a comment, leave a question, and you can also catch up with me on Facebook. And, well, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.